Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is John Thresi Jr., CEO of TYRX Corporation. TYRX is a Pink Sheet company, trade under the symbol TXMC. Thank you for joining me today, John.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Talk a little bit about TYRX's recent green tire recycling technology news.
Well, with the market being the way it is, we just wanted to give our shareholders some confidence that we're moving forward, and probably more significantly, the fact that we are going to market with a green technology, certainly very topical these days, to recycle tires in a patented process we developed and created that recycles tires and creates a higher value added recycled rubber. Most of the tires in the industry today, and there's billions of them in stockpiles around the world, are burned and used as fuel, and which is an emissions problem, which of course is an environmental problem. And our process recycles the tires and takes a hazardous product and turns it into a waste. Turns it into a commodity, ultimately, is what we'd like to do. Only about 10% of the discarded or scrap tires in the developed countries are used in new rubber or recycled rubber products and plastic products. We'd like to increase that percentage, and the way we want to do that is by commercializing our technology, recycling the tires, creating a higher value-added recycled rubber. And the announcement was to say that this not only are we going to going to market with this technology, but they were taking some prominent, notable North American waste and recycling developers to Italy next month in March to meet with our licensed manufacturing partner, Simpro, Simpro SPA of Torino, Italy, who is in the automotive parts business and in the environmental business, highlighting our technology. And with those developers, we plan to negotiate and determine a variety of markets that we plan to enter with our tire recycling technology and put up these facilities as turnkey facilities utilizing our technology. Further, we wanted to mention in our press release recently that Simpro has started production of the fracturing mill, or the patented part of our technology, for the first time. And this marks a milestone of our efforts to showcase our technology around the world. And finally, we wanted to mention that we are moving forward in our efforts to get posted on the bulletin board, traded on the bulletin board. We've been recently allowed to trade on the pink sheets, which is just a stepping stone for us to go on the bulletin board. We've recently been audited, and we'll soon have that audit release and authorize our amended filings with the SEC so we can make that move on the bulletin board where we have an exemption to move on the bulletin board. So we have a lot of things going on. We want to create more awareness, create some and generate some confidence in our stock. And not only that, but attract investors who are potentially interested in purchasing and becoming partners and or clients of ours to put up own-operated tire recycling facilities around the world.
Great. And can you be a little bit talk a little bit more specifically about the TCS system and some of the environmental impact of that, some of the positive impacts of that?
Yes, exactly. Well, as most of you are well aware, there are billions of tires in stockpiles around the world. And in the last 10, 15 years, the developed countries have made headway and large progress in disposing and recycling or using a lot of those scrap tires or discarded tires. However, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of them most of them are being used and burned in cement kilns, which is an emissions problem, which is an environmental problem. So the focus is for looking for new technologies that will recycle the tires as opposed to burning the tires, and create the recycled rubber into new rubber products, with virgin rubber being high, and it's a good substitute for virgin rubber. With gallons of oil going into making new tires, recycled rubber is a good substitute for new tires with respect of using recycled rubber instead of manufacturing new tires and new rubber. So there's a lot of environmental reasons why we're going to market. And what our technology specifically does is, as I said, not only recycles the tires, but it's environmentally friendly. There is no emissions. There is no waste. And it's economically viable, which is fundamentally why we're going to market, because there are other tire recycling facilities out there. But our direct competition, which is the cryogenic aspect of recycling tires, where they freeze rubber to make the rubber solid and brittle like glass so they can easily separate the steel and the fiber from the rubber, we offer a cold air process that doesn't use liquid nitrogen to freeze our rubber. And we are able to separate the steel and the fiber from the rubber at one-third less the cost of our direct competition that uses liquid nitrogen. Not only that, it produces a higher value-added recycled cryogenic chrome rubber. This is fundamentally why we're going to market. We're more economically viable. We're more environmentally friendly. Call it a hybrid like the cars are to the automotive industry. Our technology is the new hybrid in the recycling industry. We're more economically viable, more environmentally friendly, and we produce a higher value-added product.
Great. And can you give us some of the other milestones that you look forward to over the next year?
Well, we believe that the first commercialization or showcase of our technology that we facilitate and put up as a showcase to the world in the next year will be one of many. And we had a prototype in Montreal that demonstrated our unique process. So with the initiation of this meeting in Italy with these North American developers who are interested in putting facilities in Europe and the Middle East as well as North America, will enhance the awareness of our technology, and also start the development of putting up facilities around the world. And I believe that once we make that announcement to the world and once we start production of these facilities, that it will create an awareness that this company where we are now is just fundamentally on the ground floor. It's another reason why we're making this announcement now. We want our shareholders not only to be aware that we're moving into commercialization, but we want the rest of the world to know that we're moving into commercialization with this green technology, and we're looking for new investors to help put up those and franchise those facilities around the world.
Well, great. And as mentioned before, Tyrex Corporation is a pink sheet company, traded under the symbol TXMC. Once again, this is an interview with John Thresci, CEO of Tyrex Corporation. Can you give us some of the reasons that investors should consider the company today?
Well, as I mentioned, we're on the ground floor now. If you'll check, we're being very traded as lower. It's the lowest we've ever been traded before, and certainly that's somewhat a reflection of the market. But with the developments and milestones I just mentioned, we'll soon be creating some value in the company, and the shareholders will recognize that. So if you're interested in green technology, patented state-of-the-art technology, and you want to get it on the ground floor, now's the time to do it. And we believe that it's a wonderful opportunity, and you can be the judge for yourself going to our website and or, of course, our filings. And it's just good news in an economy and in a market where everybody needs that, and that's we wanted to show people that we're moving forward and heading in that direction.
And what is your website?
www.tyrex-tcs.com.
Great, thanks, and we certainly do look forward to tracking your progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Juan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem.